This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging people to take to the streets for new mass protests on Wednesday.
Hermanos venezolanos, muy buenas noches.
In a video statement posted on social media Tuesday evening, Guaido urged the military to join with those clamoring for change in Venezuela. Guaido is recognized by more than 50 nations as Venezuela's rightful leader and said socialist President Nicolas Maduro does not have the backing or the respect of the military. Guaido called for a military uprising earlier Tuesday, issuing the most serious challenge yet to Maduro's contested rule.
Nosotros, venezolanos, que nos rebelamos pacíficamente.
Guaido said that there was an opportunity for Venezuelans to conquer their future and urged all of Venezuela into the streets on Wednesday. Maduro declared that the opposition had attempted to impose an illegitimate government and that the support of the United States and neighboring Colombia were involved. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the Trump administration was waiting for three key officials to act on what they said were private pledges to remove Maduro. Special Counsel Robert Mueller took issue with the Justice Department's summary of its Russia investigation. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller was not happy with Attorney General William Barr's characterization of the findings of Mueller's Russia investigation. A Justice Department official says Mueller communicated his frustrations in a letter sent to the Justice Department days after Barr released his summary of the Russia investigation's main conclusions. Mueller and Barr also spoke by phone the next day. The official was not authorized to discuss the private conversations by name and spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Emperor Naruhito has vowed to fulfill his duty as a symbol of state and people, as defined under Japan's constitution in his first address. Naruhito announced his succession to the chrysanthemum throne in his first address on Wednesday, a day after his father abdicated. He said he will keep in mind his father's devotion to peace and stay close to the people. Naruhito also said he feels solemn as he thinks of the heavy weight of his responsibility. Akihito abdicated on Tuesday after reigning for three decades. He is now known as Emperor Emeritus. Over 40 roads around and leading toward the Grand Palace will gradually be closed in Bangkok beginning Thursday as Thailand gears up for the country's first coronation in nearly seven decades as King Maha Wachiralongkorn is coronated. The official coronation will be a mix of Buddhist religion ceremonies and Hindu Bahmin rituals. The king will be crowned on May 4th. Islamic State remains a potent threat around the world despite reduced capabilities, says Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi on Tuesday, adding its leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi had made his latest video appearance in a remote area. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
In the video, the man purported to be al-Baghdadi celebrates the Easter attacks in Sri Lanka, calling them a response to the group's losses in the recent Battle of Baghouz in Syria, which effectively ended IS's territorial control in the region.
This is ISIS, there's none.
This declaration by US President Trump just over a month ago that the region had been, quote, liberated from Islamic State, came amid warnings from some defense experts that the jihadists remain a threat through sleeper cells around the world and that they remain active on the internet.
That was Reuters reporter Anna Bevan. Over a dozen houses were destroyed in La Paz, Bolivia Tuesday after a landslide in a hilly suburban area at the city's outskirts. No deaths were reported as authorities had cleared the area amidst fears of collapse. Evacuee Maria Munoz told reporters that she wasn't allowed to re-enter her home to get anything, and she doesn't know what they're going to do. There are a number of people affected in the area, further pleading for help. According to local media, 17 homes were destroyed and several others were damaged. American and Chinese trade negotiators have begun more talks aimed at ending the tariff war after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said U.S. officials might be moving toward a decision on whether to make a deal with Beijing. Washington is pressing Beijing to roll back industry development plans it says are based in part on stolen technology and that violate its market opening commitments. Follow Voice of America on social media for more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.